Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Mom said Olds have fresh undies. Mom's right. Get new fresh underwear and loungewear from Tommy John. How about a Mother's Day gift? Dreamily soft loungewear. 20% off your first order. TommyJohn.com/Herd. See the site for details. I was just talking to Jonathan Vilma, who lives down in Miami, during the commercial break. I'll bring him on in a second here. And we were every few years I go to the Super Bowl. Miami is one of the great underrated food cities in the world, because there's so much culture there. So whenever I go to Miami for a Super Bowl, I call somebody that knows it, and I go to a different kind of restaurant. Cuban Monday, Argentinian Tuesday. Miami is crazy. And the funny thing about Miami, you think L.A. is a crazy town, Hollywood. Miami, L.A. goes to bed early. 11:30 p.m. Miami, I went to dinner in Miami. So I go to this restaurant. Somebody goes, it's great. It's like Argentinian. So, oh, it's great. I get there at 7, I think. I'm going to go a little late. 9, nobody's there.
Yeah, you're early.
And I'm like, is this a bad restaurant? I'm leaving at 9:45. Old people, octogenarians, are piling in. Miami doesn't go to dinner. Miami Beach, they don't go to dinner till 9:45.
It's like Europe, though. It's exactly how Europe is. I've unfortunately never been to Miami. It is on my bucket list.
Oh,
first place I want to go.
Great food.
Once we can travel again. I'm a huge foodie. I know. I want to go, and I just want to experience everything. I told Joy she's got to take me.
Best Cuban food in America. Oh, God, it's fantastic. Gets a little hot in the summer. Jonathan Vilma, Fox Sports analyst, 10 years in the NFL, a first-round pick. Former Hurricane now joining us. 3 Super Bowl, Pro Bowls, excuse me. Just loving Miami.
I wish it was 3 Super Bowls. I would have taken that.
3 Pro Bowls, 1 Super Bowl. So let's go back to when you got drafted. I remember your college career like it was yesterday. You were the linebacker. Were you a week out? Did you have a sense where you were going to go, Jonathan? Were you anxious? Did you really, you and your agent, really, had you mapped it out? Give me your experience a week out and the day.
So a week out, I did have a good sense of where I was going to go. got drafted by the Jets. Herm Edwards was the head coach at the time. And I remember that was the only visit. I took my visits up to the other teams, and every time I'd go up to these teams, they would ask me, you know, how much do you weigh? And then the very next question would always be, well, how much weight do you think you can put on? And that was my knock coming out. I was light, so everyone was trying to beef me up. And the reason why I had a feeling the Jets were going to draft me was because, you know, we're going through the questions, et cetera, and then inevitably the question comes up. Herm asked me, so Vilma, how much do you weigh? And I was like, I weigh right now, 233. He was like, well, how much did you play at? I said, I played at about 226, 227. And I was like, but I can hold this. As soon as I started saying, but I can hold this 233, he's like, no. I want you back down. Go back down. How much did you play at? I said, 226, 227. He said, go. Go back to 226, 227. That's where I want you at. I'm going to get you. Number 12, I'm coming for you. I don't want you to put on any weight. All right? So when you come over here, you better be at 226, 227. That's it. I want you to run. So I'm just sitting there like, okay, all right, that could work. And I called my agent afterwards on the way to the airport. He's like, how'd it go? I said, I think that the Jets are going to get me if I'm there. He's like, you sure? And I was like, yeah. And I didn't tell him everything what happened, but I said, you know, coaches don't talk like that unless they really, really want you. So I had a good feeling.
Well, it's great because, and I love Herm. Herm wanted you to be you. And it's really interesting, Jonathan, we talk about all these quarterbacks and these players, and we try to guess how successful they'll be. And I was saying earlier, what we should do is wait for them to get drafted. And if they go to a good staff, that tells me 75% of it. Like Herm knows defense. He's at Arizona State. Not a shock. They play good defense. So go to your career with the Jets and Saints. How important, once you land in college, is your coaching? Do you give it 20% credit, 50%? Because I think you start looking at these quarterbacks, if you get a bad first coach, I'm not sure you can recover.
I give it minimum 50% credit of where you go and the staff and the coaching staff. I always said going into college, it was 50% the player and then developing the player. That's the mark of a really good college coach. Now it's transitioning and translating to the NFL because you're getting a lot of these players. They're stuck in these systems, especially the quarterbacks as we're talking about them. It's these systems that are not necessarily conducive for the NFL. And I'm talking about the quarterbacks. They stand there. They do like a little fake zone read. And then they only look at half the field. And when you only look at half the field, that means you only know half the defense. You don't understand the full concept of a cover two or a cover four, or when I say two safeties high or four safeties dropping back, which would be two corners actually helping back in coverage as well. When you don't understand that, it now takes the NFL and those coaches to teach that. And so there's more teaching going on for these college quarterbacks that are coming into the NFL because they have to understand the coverages, the blitz schemes. Not only do they have to understand the offense, it's the defense that they have to understand. And the best teachers are the ones that are getting the most out of these quarterbacks. And to your point, if you have a coach, and it doesn't have to be a defensive or offensive head coach, it's just that whoever is going to spend the most time with this quarterback, if you don't have a good teacher, then there's no chance for that quarterback to be successful.
You know, it's interesting. And I want you to go back to your career on this, a decade in the NFL and a three-time Pro Bowler, is that a lot of our great athletes, the late Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, LeBron, Tom Brady, they've got this burning obsession, this chip on their shoulder that, and it's you know, Trevor Lawrence comes out and his dad's like, yeah, he didn't have that. Like he could give up football, he's happy. And it's a little alarming for a lot of people. Go back to your career. Were most of the great players chip on their shoulder guys, or were there some guys that were good families, balanced kid? They didn't have to resent somebody to be good at what they were good at.
Yeah, there were, I can't remember too many players that I played with that were just freaking awesome that didn't have a chip on their shoulder. But at the same time, when you look at Trevor Lawrence, he's got all the physical skills. He's had it since he was 10 years old. He's clearly very smart, can throw, went to the best school. He's been the number one person, player, since, again, he was 10 years old. So there was never a time where he was slighted for his size like I was, or he was, or like Drew Brees was slighted for his size. And when he blew out his shoulder and they said he'd never come back again, there was never a time, at least from what I can see from the outside looking in, where there was serious adversity that Trevor Lawrence had to face in order to shape him as a man in his career. And with that being said, I don't want to intertwine the two. Because he doesn't have a chip on his shoulder doesn't mean that he's not driven. Those two, we're trying to marry the two because we've seen the Michael Jordans and the Tom Brady's of the world. But the reality is you can be extremely, extremely competitive and hard on yourself without having a chip on your shoulder. He doesn't need to be reminded of that one coach who said, okay, you're not going to be good, when there's 1,000 other coaches that said you're the best quarterback in college football, right? It doesn't translate for him, but he can still be super competitive, work very hard. And I've seen that just in his performance. He had a tremendous freshman year. Then he comes back. All of a sudden, he was struggling a little bit sophomore year. Then there were the corrections, and the corrections came because he wanted to be better. He's a competitor, and he wanted to be as best as he could. The corrections didn't come because he said, oh, everyone's talking badly about me, and I'm not playing well, so now I'm going to show everyone. He said, you know what? I need to improve, and I know I need to improve because I want to be as good as I can possibly be. So those two are separate for me. A chip on your shoulder and being uber competitive and wanting to be the most successful. You can have those two separately. He doesn't have the chip, but he can still be very, very, very competitive, very skilled, very good, and can still win you a lot of games.
So you played 4 years in the Mecca, New York, that media. Then you went to a small market 6 years in New Orleans. The Jets have not had success with quarterbacks. Darnold's now leaving. Zach Wilson will come in. Zach Wilson's a small-town guy. So you played college at a big city, Miami, intense. Then you go to an intense NFL environment. Then you go to the more, you know, I mean, the Saints, it's a smaller market. It's a little bit more supportive in the media. Tell me about what Zach Wilson is going to face with the New York media. And you're a pretty smart dude, sophisticated dude. But when you go to New York, it's funny, Mark Sanchez told me the other day, he goes, I played at USC. So I went LA to New York. I thought I knew everything. Takes you about four press conferences to realize one little comment ends up on the cover of the New York Post, and suddenly you start giving stock answers. What is he in for with the New York media?
He is he is in for, oh man, you talk about, I'll say the media in New York, I would say 80% of them, 90% of the media, local media and national, has good intentions. I would say it's the 10% that you're never prepared for in college, and there's no college program that can ever get you prepared for it. They have their own agenda.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what he says, how he says it, they're going to twist it up because they have their own agenda. Why? For whatever reason, that's how they want to do their business and sell newspapers. So going back to your point about Herm Edwards and what you loved about him, and just be, he let the players just be them. This is what Zach Wilson's going to need to do. He's going to need to realize, okay, I'm going to give stock answers because that's what it's generic. It's easy. If I ever give an answer of opinion and they take it out of context or whatever it is, so what? That's just me. That's my opinion. I got to move on because I have football games to win. I have things much more important than the media to worry about than what did I say? And then, you know, coming back to what I said and, well, I didn't mean it like this, and it was taken out of context. Like, just forget all that, man. Move on. You got to win football games, because at the end of the day, if you bring the New York Jets and that football fan base a Super Bowl, they will love you forever. Ask Joe Namath. They will love you forever. You can go drunk on ESPN Monday night, and they'll still love you forever for winning a Super Bowl. So trust me. Worry about that. Keep the main thing, and he'll be okay.
Yeah. Where were you on draft night? Where did you sit? Were you at home with your fam?
Yeah, we went to Dave & Buster's. I rented out a little, you know, a little event space at Dave & Buster's, just playing pool. It was actually really, really just low-key. Because kind of like Trevor Lawrence, I didn't necessarily have a chip on my shoulder or anything like that. I just wanted to be the best. I know that everyone was knocking me for my size, and I was like, well, it is what it is. I can't grow 3 more inches, and I can't put on 15 more pounds. So, you know, either you draft me or you don't. So, you know, we just went. And fortunately, as I mentioned, I gave the Herm Edwards story. it came to fruition. Herm Edwards did call me, and he was like, "See, I told you. I told you I was going to get you. I told you." I was like, "I appreciate it."
Yep, 12th pick overall, first rounder, 12th pick, Jonathan Vilma, Fox Sports. Good seeing you, bud.
Likewise, Colin. Take care.
All right, John. It is interesting about that. I was talking to Ray Lewis. So you think of Ray Lewis, you think all-time linebacker, great player. But when you meet Ray Lewis, first of all, he's just thick, but he's shorter. And you wouldn't think, you know, Ray Lewis is great, right? Ray Lewis was like the last scholarship given at Miami. So he wanted to go, I think if I recall, he wanted to go to Florida State. He was a Seminole fan, and they didn't give an offer. So he was like, okay. But they played him. And so then he goes to Miami, and he's great. But it is remarkable how many of our great athletes. Russell Wilson had to transfer in college. Joe Burrow had to transfer. Jonathan Vilma, everybody's like, "You're just too light. You're too small." And he even said it there. You just start hearing that, and you're like, "All right, I'm going to prove it." It is, but I love that Herm Edwards said, "No, just be what you are. We're hiring you to be fast, not knock people out." And that's the good coaching. The coaches get great. Like, this is what you are. We're not going to try to make. It's what I've said about Ben Simmons of the Sixers. He's never going to be a great shooter. So let him be the best defensive guard in the league. Let him get 20 points, mostly at the rack, and let him be a great assist man. He's not going to be a great shooter. Magic was never a great jump shooter. Like, just play to his strengths. If I was the best defensive point guard ever at 6'10 and could get the ball to shooters, that's going to get Hall of Fame votes. If Ben Simmons plays for 12 years and is the best defensive guard for 10, he'll probably end up in the Hall of Fame. And he can't shoot in a shooter's league. Like, just let players be what they are. Instead of trying to reinvent them all the time.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Alex with the news.
Now with that, Colin, I think you can kind of put that towards any aspect of life. Just be you. Don't try to be someone else.
Do the best version of you.
Just you. No one else can be you. Don't try to mock anyone else. Just be you. So a little bit of life advice there. All right. Now we're going to talk Bucks because multiple Bucks players have spoken about how Tom Brady pumped up the team before the Super Bowl last year. He sent his teammates text messages each night leading up to the game and gave a powerful pregame speech in the locker room. And Chris Godwin revealed more details about what Brady said to everyone before the big game. He said he gives this epic speech, and I think it hit a lot harder because he didn't give any pregame speeches throughout the year. So that tells you how big the moment is. He was like, this is something that your grandkids are going to be able to remember and be taught. He's just so passionate. He's been to 10 Super Bowls, and he's still just as fired up. And we're like, we got to roll. Our time is now.
And it was.
It's the Tom Brady effect. We've talked about it almost every single time he's hit a Super Bowl. He elevates people around him. He elevates
And he picks his
team.
Spots. By the way, he doesn't give speeches all year.
Like he said, just before the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And that team is so talented. Insane.
Yeah.
They don't have any. They're literally one. They're the only NFL team to me. The only one that is just drafting for depth. Boy, that is a luxury. When you are drafting for basically, seriously, how many people could you draft at their draft spot?
Yeah.
I don't think they could draft a starter. They can't now. If they had the number a top four pick, they could. But even if they had a top four pick, Ja'Marr Chase, where do you play him? I mean, think about that. Where would you play? Now, Kyle Pitts would start, but again, then you'd have to trade O.J. Howard. I mean, they are so deep everywhere.
Oh, yeah. They're the Super Bowl champs. They have Tom Brady, the best in the game, and they're going to be contenders for as long as they have Tom Brady, and no one wants to leave.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to stay there and be with Tom. So, yeah, the Tom Brady effect. He makes you better. He makes you great. All right. Moving on, Kevin Durant has been out all week after he suffered a thigh contusion last Sunday. Now, he's only been back for a handful of games after recovering from a hamstring injury, but it doesn't look like Brooklyn will be without him for long. Steve Nash at KD is considered day-to-day and could return to the court as soon as this weekend. Now, you have to remember, KD missed almost 2 months, finally got him back, then he left. Harden is now out indefinitely. Kyrie is back, and the big question is, can this team be healthy? Because the big three, Colin, they've only played 7 games together.
So I don't have it in front of me now. I'm interested to see who they'll match up with early, because I do think Milwaukee and Philadelphia are tough spots for them. I don't think a team like Boston can expose some of their weaknesses. I just don't think the Celtics match up with them at all. But I think a Milwaukee, Philadelphia in the second round is problematic. I think they struggle stopping Andre Drummond. What are they going to do with Giannis and Joel Embiid? So it's size down low could give them trouble. And Philadelphia, between they've got length everywhere. Embiid, they got length at point guard. Philadelphia to me is a rough matchup for them.
Oh yeah,
because they have length on the perimeter. They have length down low. They're going to force you to shoot lower percentage shots. They got guys who can match up a little with KD. That would be interesting.
And there's no way you're at your peak chemistry together with only 7 games.
Yep.
So you're figuring it out in the playoffs, which never going to be easy. All right, moving on. Devonta Smith's size has been a concern as he prepares to enter the NFL. He reportedly measured at 6 feet tall and weighed 166 pounds during his medical check. But one team that doesn't seem worried about these numbers is the Dolphins. Now, when asked about Smith's evaluation, general manager Chris Greer said that Devonta has shown he can play at high level in the SEC, and there are a lot of smaller players that have been really good in the NFL. And Colin, we were just talking about this. You got to play to your strengths.
He'll be good.
He'll
the
be
question
good. He's
is,
gonna
will
bulk
he
up.
Last?
He'll bulk up. He just won the Heisman. I think if he's surrounded with the right team, the right trainers, the right nutritionists to kind of get him to a weight that's manageable in the NFL, he's going to be good. He's going to be great. Plus, this conversation right here, he's hearing all of these little comments I think it's going to add a chip on his shoulder, and he's going to want to prove people wrong and prove that he can do it and prove that he can last.
Good stuff, Alex, for the news. All right, good stuff today. We have rolled through our show. We used to do this segment all the time. We only do it a couple times a year. It's called Buy, Sell, or Hold. We're going to make some predictions on the number of people drafted, where they'll be drafted. I'll be your stockbroker. I'll tell you to buy, sell, or hold your thoughts and investments. No Bitcoin, though. That is coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name. That's my game.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it, because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts. Not just any expert, sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
This Mother's Day, 1-800-Flowers.com, 36 Sorbet Roses, $36. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com enter the code HERD. So the NFL draft starts a week from today. In best for last, we're going to play buy, sell, or hold. Alex is going to team me up on some storylines. Here we go.
Time to buy, sell, or hold.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Colin will decide if he'll buy
it,
sell,
I want you to sell,
or hold.
Please hold.
All right, Colin, buy, sell, or hold. Five quarterbacks will be selected in the first eight overall picks.
Five quarterbacks to be selected in the first eight overall picks. Well, seven of the top ten, eight teams picking, seven of eight, you could argue would take a quarterback. Atlanta, I doubt. Miami, I doubt. But many believe in a year they will be looking for a quarterback as well. Two quarterbacks, two plus quarterbacks, have been selected in the top ten in six straight drafts, and I'd argue with NFL rule changes, the league has never been more quarterback dependent. So I would say bye. Five quarterbacks will be selected in the first eight overall picks.
All right, buy, sell, or hold. Alabama wide receiver Devontae Smith falls out of the top 20.
Three different times he could have weighed in this process. Measured weighed in. He declined all of them. His draft position, according to Fox Bet, is somewhere 11.5. But you get into those teams like the Giants at 11 and the Chargers around there, they need offensive line help. I'm going to say hold.
Hold, please.
I do think he has a chance to have a precipitous drop. I don't think there's a lot of teams that need wide receivers in that 11 through 18 spot.
All right, buy, sell, or hold. There will be at least two more trades in the top 10.
Well, the Atlanta Falcons are taking calls at number four, but according to various reports, they are driving a very hard bargain. We also have a draft with Kyle Pitts, who is, many believe, the best player in the draft, and he'll be available at four. There were no trades last year in top 10 picks. First time that's happened in a while. And I don't think Denver is going to trade up because I think they like Trey Lance and Justin Fields. And I think when Atlanta doesn't get a quarterback, they can sit, be patient, and get one of those two. So I'm going to sell that.
Sell, sell, sell.
I don't think there's going to be at least two more trades in the top 10. I think New England is the team that trades up into the top 10.
Interesting. All right, buy, sell, or hold. Quarterbacks will be selected in the first four picks of the draft.
All right. That's never happened before. In the history of the draft, that's never happened. And Matt Ryan is such a dead cap hit to your salary cap this year, $65 million, $40 million next year, that they are so tied to his contract that if they got a quarterback, and let's say he's really talented like a Fields and Trey Lance and looks great in the preseason, just think of the nonsense, the media, the fan pushback, blowback you're going to have to deal with. So I say sell.
Sell, sell, sell.
I don't think the Falcons pick a quarterback.
All right, buy, sell, or hold. Justin Fields will be drafted before Trey Lance.
Well, it's interesting now. There's a report now. He has epilepsy. I don't think it's everything, but if a team like Denver could go either way, is that a difference maker? He has also been the most picked on of all the quarterbacks, little nicks to his, you know, reputation. And Trey Lance, I believe, is a better fit for New England just because his personality, his ceiling, and the fact that of all the quarterbacks, he's the one that needs to sit for a year behind Cam Newton. So I think hold.
Please.
I'm not sure Justin Fields is getting drafted ahead of Trey Lance.
All right, buy, sell, or hold. Lions will draft a quarterback with the seventh overall pick.
Now, I've heard this, but Dan Campbell, he's a tough guy. I think he wants physical players. They're tied to Goff's contract. Like Matt Ryan's a bad cap hit for 2 years. This team needs so much. Goff is probably one of their most talented players today. Mm-hmm. When Kenny Golladay got purchased by the Giants, they could go and get a Jamar Chase. They need weapons for Goff. They also need a better O-line. So, I mean, they could do this, but I mean, this franchise has needs at every unit. They have a quarterback. So stop living through some pipe dream. You're going to get the next Dan Marino and get the quarterback. You have some players.
Mm-hmm. Buy, sell, or hold. Micah Parsons will be the first defensive player drafted.
There's not a lot of teams that need a linebacker. So if he fell to like 12 or 13, it's not because he can't play. There's just most of your teams in this draft need quarterbacks. They need offensive linemen. And then you have Kyle Pitts and Ja'Marr Chase, who are just too good not to pick, even if you were okay at tight end and wide receiver. The thing about Micah Parsons, he was a defensive end in high school, a little bit of a roamer, a wanderer. He can move around the field. But the truth of the matter is, if you start looking at what he did the last time he played as a sophomore, he had 109 tackles. So he's kind of one of these Isaiah Simmons out of Clemson. He's just a machine. He's a productivity machine. And I think he also runs well. I just think some coach is going to fall in love with him and think he can make him a star. And I think he has star potential. So coaches like to talk themselves into players with that much talent. So I think he'll be the first defensive guy taken.
Bye, bye, bye.
Buy, sell, or hold. The Patriots will draft a quarterback in the first round.
Well, Belichick has never drafted a quarterback in the first round. But Cam Newton's got a one-year deal and not paying him anything. This is also an organization that is bereft of offensive talent. So I say yes, bye.
Bye, bye, bye!
Buy, sell, or hold. Six or more quarterbacks will be drafted in the first round.
I don't buy it. Kyle Trask at Florida throws a nice ball, but I worry that Dan Mullen elevated him beyond what he is. Kellen Mond at Texas A&M feels like a second or third round guy. I understand the quarterback thing. I look at the bottom of the first round. I guess Tampa could make the, let's go. It's a bad quarterback draft. Brady's old. I could see Tampa maybe doing it. But when you have Tom Brady, and it just seems like to me at the end of the first round, there's some really nice defensive players. And Jason Light wants to draft somebody who's going to play and not just learn, because they're going for it for Super Bowls. This is the position. I just don't see it. But if anybody did draft late first round Trask, it would be Tampa Bay, played 90 minutes up the road in Gainesville.
So sell.
You know, it's funny about Micah Parsons. The more I think, Micah Parsons is really interesting. So J.C. Horn, Dallas at 10 needs defense. And Dallas doesn't need linebacker, so I'm probably wrong on Micah Parsons. I'm probably wrong. Yeah, I mean, I said he's the first defensive player drafted. I think he's going to be the second. I think J.C. Horn. Is it too? As your stockbroker, get back on the phone. Get back on the phone. Micah Parsons, first defensive player drafted. Let's do a sell. I made a mistake as your stockbroker. I'm going to immediately sell the stock I just bought you. I was wrong on that. Because I think J.C. Horn or Patrick Surtain, the corner, is going to be the first player taken. Well, I mean, a lot of this is, Jimmy Johnson said it this week. You know, there was always this saying in the NFL draft, you just draft the best player available. It's nonsense. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have Jonathan Ogden was your left tackle and the best player available was Penei Sewell, you wouldn't draft him. Nobody's going to draft a quarterback if you have, if you've got Patrick Mahomes. And even if it was John Elway, you'd do figure out something to get picks for it, but you wouldn't draft it. So the reality of some of these guys, Dallas could take anything defensively. But there's only like three players that feel like they could be the first defensive player. Micah Parsons. Mm-hmm. Surtain, the corner, and J.C. Horn. That is it. If you start looking at this draft, most of your good defensive players feel like mid-first round guys. So, but I think Mike is one of those guys that's so talented that there is a coach here lobbying for him that I can make this guy a Pro Bowl linebacker. He can do everything in our scheme. You can argue on Micah Parsons' behalf because of what the league's becoming, which is he can rush the passer. He can play defensive end in high school, linebacker. He's an enforcer. He's a hitter. You can talk. That's what Arizona talked themselves into Isaiah mm-hmm. Simmons, kind of positionless. It's like he can rush the passer. He can make plays. Micah Parsons is a playmaker. And those guys, you can talk your way. The league's becoming more and more of a playmaker league. It's got a little bit more NBA feel to it where it's more of a space league. Are you good in space? Can you run? Can you make stuff? It's not as position-driven, I don't think, as it used to be. Grilling season is here. Go to butcherbox.com/herd. If you sign up today, you get 3 pounds of chicken breast, 2 pounds of pork chops, and 2 pounds of ground beef for free. All right, we're done for today. I got to go on a Zoom call with a doctor. Yeah, you know, that's the way it works now. I'm fine.
What'd you do? You okay?
No, I go to, you know, whatever. But, you know, it used to be a doctor's office. This Zoom call for doctor visits?
Haven't done that yet.
Oh, I've done two of them. Three. It's fantastic.
Okay.
I hope it's the future. Doctor's offices freak me out.
They are. They're kind of weird.
All right, Alex, we'll see you tomorrow. See everybody tomorrow. Thanks. Live in LA, it's The Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.